What seems like bad manners or cynicism is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. Ring the bell that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. As a first-time parent, I'm amazed at the change I see in our three-month-old son. Not just weekly, but daily. We will be watching him on his play mat, and out of nowhere, he does something completely new and unexpected, like grabbing his ball with both hands, or turning around to see our cat walk across the floor. And this week, earlier this week, he was playing on his mat, being good, and all of a sudden he started to whimper that we knew was going to grow into a louder cry, which told us three things. Either he's hungry, he needs his diaper changed, or he needed to be swaddled. But something new happened. When Jessica got down on his level, he stopped fussing, stopped crying. He looked at her and smiled, and then continued to play. In that moment, Jamie reminded us the fundamental expression of love, which is simply being present, being with somebody. And for whatever reason, his worries just melted away at our presence. Now, that does not happen all the time. Believe me, but there is something healing and comforting about the presence of another, especially in these days of unrest where anxiety and stress have reached a feverish pitch. We watched this week as our country went to the polls to vote. The outcome of the presidential election aside, this election has divided friends, has built walls between neighbors, literal walls of campaign signs outlining property. This election has left some family members not speaking to one another, who have to live with words that they can no longer take back. For many people, the stress is manifesting itself in real physical ways with headaches and high blood pressure and with late nights not being able to sleep, leaving some not only with mental exhaustion but physical exhaustion as well. Like many of you, this past week I watched intently on the election results because they matter greatly to people who have faith in a God that values life. I worried about the vulnerable, about the immigrants, those living in poverty, those needing health insurance. I worried about them and the fact that their very breath that was given to them by our Creator depended on which human was in power. Like many of you, I worried and continue to worry about the spread of COVID, causing us again to close in-person worship, forcing us all to exercise greater caution in our lives. More and more of us know someone who has been infected, some even within our own congregation or family or friends very close to someone in our congregation. Like many of you, Jessica and I are having to make really hard decisions about what to do for Thanksgiving or Christmas, which will be our son's very first holiday season. Our heart breaks for our family that won't be able to see him or be with him, grandparents that have waited and waited to hold him and wanted to begin long years of tradition, but they may have to wait. Many fear that the virus will get worse, and the number of people we know who are directly impacted will grow. There's so much grief and suffering and anger these days. and the presence of another, the presence that can melt away our worries, that presence of family and friends and church family, is only possible through technology or with great risk. And with that, let's listen again to the first half of Psalm 70 that Jack just read for us. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. In other words, get a move on it, God. I can't hold out much longer. I need your help now, not later, not in a week, but right now. There is a sense of urgency for sanctuary and peace and resolve our lives and our world so desperately need. And the psalmist echoes what is said in Psalm 13. How long, O God? How long do we have to wait? And then the psalmist writes out of a frustration what could have been written on anyone's Facebook page these past couple months during the election cycle. She writes, let those be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire to hurt me. And let those who say, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. The psalmist is being taunted, harassed. Even her life is threatened by those around her. And her petition is for God to intervene and give them what they deserve. Give it right back to them, God. An eye for an eye. Put that shame and confusion on them as well. And many of us have felt that these past couple months and continue to feel them. This psalm comes up one other time in the lectionary passages throughout the year. And I bet if you think about it, you'll get it right. It comes up in Holy Week. It's often read with a passage of Jesus on the cross, the passage where Jesus is being taunted by instigators. They're laughing at him. Aha, aha, King of the Jews, he can't even save himself. And then Jesus echoes the sentiment of the psalmist this morning by saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Look, God, look at all that is going on. Help us. Bring us peace. Bring us comfort and healing, anything, right now. Even though Jesus says, God, you have forsaken me, even though we assume God does not reply to the psalmist because it's not in the psalm that God does, who are they talking to? If they were really alone, if God had truly abandoned them, why say anything at all? Faith. It was faith in God's presence. And though they felt far from God, faith reminded them God was indeed listening. God was hearing their cry. And God is hearing our cries these days. Everything that we want to pour out, everything causing us sleepless nights or anxiety or stress with our friends and family, all of it we can lay upon God, and God is listening. And it takes a special relationship to lay all of that on someone else. Someone whom you trust. Someone that gives you the space to simply be where you are at. Someone that can sit with you in your despair. Terence Fretheim writes in his book titled The Suffering God, writes this, God sees the suffering from the inside. God does not look at it from the outside or through a window. God is internally related to the suffering of the people. God enters fully into the hurtful situation and makes it God's own. God suffers with us, cries with us, grieves with us and all of our divisions. The psalmist cries, Lord, make haste. But God's already there. And by crying out, she knows it's true. She knows God is with her in the mess. And perhaps it's at that point that she realizes it. Because after letting it all out, giving it to God, she receives this new clarity and comfort that we see in verse 4. And she turns and says this, let all, everyone, maybe even those enemies, let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad. To be glad. No longer is it all about her, but after putting this all out there and God listening, she realizes God's presence is with her, and she longs for all who seek God to feel as she does now, from abandonment to comfort. Her situation is not over. Like Jamie on his playmat, she again will cry out for deliverance and for God to hurry up. But for the time being, she is encouraged by God's presence, and that presence is enough. Lifting her eyes to God, she can move on. And that's what a lot of us are looking to do these days. Friends, be assured that God is not powerless, that God loves and creates. That's what God does. It would be like telling the sun not to shine. But no, in these days of unrest, and we don't know what's going to happen, we can put our worries on God. And like the psalmist, we may find comfort and nourishment to move on. So the song that we're going to sing is called We Lift Our Eyes to You. And Jessica and I invite you to sing along the chorus, which we'll sing through once, and then we'll invite you to sing with us. And if you don't feel comfortable singing at home, I invite you to close your eyes and pray these words with us.
We lift our eyes to you, help us move on. We lift our eyes to you, help us move on.
Join us.
We lift our eyes to you.
Move on. more time. We lift our eyes to you.